Are you dead?
The word stung me like a bee, and I was startled to find a young girl poking my leg with a stick. She was no more than 6 or 7 and had blue button eyes and pigtails that bounced with a buttery shine. In the distance, I heard the whirring sound of a machine, a sand cleaner. The tourists would follow soon, taking to their places like actors to a stage. I began to sense where I was. The beach, I muttered, shutting my eyes. Just a few drinks, I remembered saying. Was it 4, 5? There's no knowing when a blackout is going to hit. A wave crashed, and a gull's call went through me like electricity. Shit, not again.
Mister, did you hear me?
Am I dead? I repeated her question as sunlight bled through my eyelids. A chill. I shook briefly. My head rocked and my gut was sour, forcing me to leave the memory of yesterday. I tried to roll over but felt something dig painfully into my side. I clutched the neck of a bottle. Evidence. I peered into the new day, bleary-eyed, having no idea how I'd ended up here. I searched for my cigarettes, finding a crushed pack. I decided to leave them in my pocket.
Gentlemen,
he greeted us, as cool as the proverbial cucumber.
Welcome to infinity.
Thanks. Glad to be here, I replied, seeing as I was the closest to the man. What exactly is the infinity?
Why, it's the finest hotel in the country, of course, sir,
he answered, his tone conveying the well, duh, quite properly and perfectly. I let it slide out of relief.
It looks like you two could use a room, a good meal and a bath.
Probably not in that order either,
Charlie quipped. We could also use some directions to the nearest gas station and the quickest way back to the interstate in the morning, I added.
Well, we have plenty of fuel here, so we'll be happy to fill her up for you when you park it in the garage below.
The old man said with a wave of his hand at Charlie to leave the keys in the ignition.
We'll bring your luggage up to your rooms for you as well. Where were you two boys heading?
Phoenix, I answered, reaching back for my wallet to tip him, only to have him wave off the gratuity. Suddenly a car slowed down on the street and then pulled over ahead of us. We stopped in our tracks.
Hey, faggots,
the driver yelled to us from the open car window.
You know they don't allow homos on this side of town.
It was Gary, our archenemy, and his stupid cronies, who all looked like they should have graduated from high school years ago. Gary and his barbaric toadies made it their mission in life to make our lives miserable. They hated us because of the music we listened to, how we dressed and how we looked. Breakdancing, boomboxes, and rap music didn't make sense to them, and they took every opportunity to let us know that. They were older, bigger, and usually outnumbered us. We stood together, giving them a hard look as they got out of the car.
The hell do you want, jerk?
Steve said.
There are 4 of us, and only 3 of you. You're outnumbered.
Although we got pretty used to these scenes, I would usually start shaking and would have to put my hands in my pockets so others wouldn't see. We moved closer together as they approached us.
Burlington, Iowa. Once a beautiful, bustling river town, now lay dark and silent, ravaged by time and decay. A light mist rolled off the Mississippi River into the streets, and a low hum in the air slowly grew into a roar as headlights pierced the fog. The lights bobbed as a black muscle car traversed the abandoned river city's rolling hills. The engine's rumble quieted to a purr as the car, a 1971 Plymouth Roadrunner, rolled to a stop in the middle of Jefferson Street. For a moment, the driver sat behind the wheel and scanned the street for any source of life as the muffled wail of guitars escaped the vehicle. Satisfied that he was alone, he cut the engine, plunging the city into inky blackness once more. The door creaked open, and a tall man in a long brown duster stepped from the vehicle. Matt Freeborn scratched his head, ruffling his shaggy ginger hair, and listened. He heard nothing, but the fishy smell of the Mississippi assailed his nostrils. The water's distant shimmer reflected what meager moonlight shone down on the derelict city. It did nothing to banish the long black shadows.